This is Diana Tokai reading Post-Assault Prescription, When I Fear My Spirit Dying, for The Quarry, a social justice poetry database at Split This Rock.
Post-Assault Prescription, When I Fear My Spirit Dying. To Coretta Scott and Martin Luther King, Jr., and to my parents. Here in the mud of my history, beneath the rage, is counsel, where grace expands like the air under a bird's wings all day, it seems, rising, soaring, gliding. Willingness to take the air and ride it is grace. Riding, being lifted by air, is grace. I seek grace now as my rage deepens exponentially to hate, as I see my own dreams, the day ones, the night, and witness my capacity to do to another real harm. I return to silence. I'm not saying it is easy. I return to silence. I'm not saying I will be quiet. I return to silence. I am not saying I won't shout my grief from the rooftops. I am saying, silence, old friend. Take me to wings for the moment. Lend me levity. Remind my breath of breath beneath breath and the untapped wisdom beneath that. Take me to updrafts or wind loops, my father's sword that lifted my mother when her grief took hold. They have been this path, these kings, these queens. They have dug to the deepest of rage, to the place where the body is a volcano of anger, where hate is so tempting it begins to taste great and you start to want it. Silence. The heart is a blanket that lies soft to the spine. She whispers to the pounding heels, now, even now, face rosen with the swelling of terror, stomach a gutter of moral injury, hair torn ragged from violation in this backyard. Silence is the heart's banner in 200-mile-per-hour fear. She pulse flashes in skyfire across my lacerated faith. She glares down the clutch of despair in my gullet, singing glorified lyric over hammering percussion. Find silence, garner power, and sweat-soaked in prayer, incredulous with doubt, hardly the soaring bird, and beg, kneeling ancient in the muck, I hear her start this odd duet of continuance. Tether, tether, she whispers, heels to the molten, then let open wings. And I, in my mammal weight, wonder, now, walking in the bones of a distant girl, now, mad gravel between two lips. Even now, she answers mercilessly, as if it's simple, as if it's known. Even now.